listening to Leadris Live, Uncut, Uncensored.
Just wanted to congratulate the Raptors, the organization, the players for a phenomenal series, a phenomenal year, and I'm wishing them all the best in the coming new year. But what I wanted to talk about is what makes champions, whether it be in sports or in life. What drives some people to win and others not? I always like to use sports as an analogy into life and life events and life's journey. And what it really comes down to is individual personalities. We can look at one-on-one, but when you're part of a team, that's where it gets very interesting to have that team in sync, working together for a common goal. And for the example with the Raptors, that common goal was the championship. So how do you get that in a sports team or in a company, in a team, in a sales team or a marketing team? How do you get a group of people to work together to win? Now, that might seem simple, but believe you me, it's not. It's a very, very hard thing to do. And it takes special leadership. And I'm talking about leadership from the top going down to get that mindset in each team player to excel and to win together. That's another issue where a lot of people talk about teams, but they don't reference team or team players. It's all you hear is the word I. I did this. I did that. I will do this. Wake up, folks. The minute you hear somebody telling you an I in any phrase they talk about, that's a warning sign. Because from personal experience, there is no I in teamwork. Repeat after me. There is no I in teamwork. So let's focus a little bit on human beings and how they interact with each other and how can we be part of a winning team. So let's take, for example, the Raptors. All the players come from different backgrounds. They have different goals, personal goals, personalities. They're not all the same. The same would apply to any team member on your, whether it be a sales team, your company, your marketing team, whatever team you are trying to build or whatever team you're currently in trying to win, move forward and win, whatever that goal is to win. Take a look at all your team players and you will see that everyone is individual. They have their own goals personally. They come from different parts of the world, different backgrounds, but they're on the team. And how do you get these team players to work together in sync, not against each other, not competing with each other, but in sync to reach whatever that goal is that you're trying to reach as a group? Now, bear in mind, how do people become winners or how do people succeed? I've got a little secret to let you know. The only way anybody's able to motivate, to stay motivated, to stay hungry, to stay, to have that winner's appetite, to chase the prize. It has to come within. They can read all the training books, and there's nothing wrong with reading training books or watching training videos on different topics. But the number one rule, the number one thing that has to be, it has to come within each other team players. And what I mean by that is you can't sell it if they don't want it. Stop and think about that for a second. You can't sell it to them if they don't want it. So if it doesn't come within, doesn't matter how hard you try to sell it, if that individual doesn't believe in it or doesn't want it or is in it for some other short-term whatever, it ain't going to happen. And chances are, if you've got individuals like that on your team and you can't pull that strength out of them that believe in themselves, that's what it basically comes down to. They've got to believe in themselves that they can do it and trust the rest of the team members to work in sync to reach that goal. And I'm not talking about, if you look at the history of the Raptors, it didn't happen overnight. It took many years. Okay. So you need to have the right mix of people that all believe within themselves that they can get to the end result. Whatever that result is, they need to envision it, taste it, and push for it day in, day out. One person on that team that was not a believer will keep the team down. Very, very important to understand and to comprehend. And if that individual, you're unable to change their belief, buy into it, it's not going to happen. So changes must be made. But the responsibility prior to any changes comes to the top. Who is the coach? Who is the management team? And the question there is, do they believe in it in themselves? If they do, then it's a lot easier to pass it on and motivate and inspire the rest of the team to make it happen. But if they don't, well, actions are greater than words. Stop and think about what I just said. Actions are greater than words. We'll get back to that. Actions are greater than words. So an entire life in my last 57 years, for as long as I can remember, from a little boy to a teenager to into my career, you will always meet all types of people. And I've considered myself a people person. I love meeting people. I love talking to people. And I think that's why I've been successful in my career and as a salesperson and sales manager and building teams and being part of teams. One thing that really, really sticks out is how people will throw big words, big phrases, promises, and are unable to deliver What do I mean by that? You see, actions speak louder than words. Actions are more revealing of one's true character. Since it's easy to say one thing, make promises, but it takes extra efforts to do things and follow through. Follow through. Remember that. And that goes for everybody on the team, all the team players, including the coaches and the managers. So don't promise the world if you really don't believe that you can get the world. And there's no way in hell you're going to convince anybody on the team to buy into it if they see your actions are different than what your words are. It's very simple, folks. If you want to succeed in life, whether it be in sports, in business, in personal relationships, before you open your mouth, regardless of who you're talking to, you better make sure that you're able to deliver and give 150% effort on whatever words are going to come out of your mouth and follow through on it. Because if you don't, you'll never have people following you. You're never going to be a leader. You can fire all the people you want. You'll never be a true leader leading a winning team. That's why I say it's not easy. People think it's easy. People think you can gather a group and win and shoot for the stars. But there's a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of planning. But more importantly, what comes out of your mouth and what actions you do are the deciding factors whether you have a winning team or not. I can give you hundreds of examples through my life where I've met a lot of people in different industries, in my different jobs. And the reason there was no winning effect was because upper management, middle management, the coaches, the so-called leaders would give you certain words, but their actions were completely the opposite. And basically, whoever had bought in originally on the team, once they saw the leaders, the coaches, the managers' actions, quickly realized it ain't going to happen. So a lot of them jumped ship. This was in the past, present, and it will be in the future, because if you have the wrong leaders leading, you ain't getting to a championship. You'll never get to a championship. You can spend millions of dollars trying to get there. You're never going to get there. So you have to be able to choose the right leaders to lead. And it's not always necessary to pick off of a resume of a PhD or whatever high degree, because some of the great leaders that I've worked with, they didn't even have a university degree. But what they did have was people skills. They had honesty, loyalty, and most important, their words were powerful and their actions were even more powerful. And that's how they became champions. Let's take a little break. We'll be back. powerful words with powerful actions result to championships. What you also need to know is never, ever forget your roots. Never forget where you started from. Never forget your dreams. Why do I say that? Because a lot of people get caught up in the moment. A lot of people reach a certain level and really forget about the past, the roots, the challenges, how they got there. And before you know it, that momentum keeps going. At some point, my dad told me a long time ago, and I'll share this with everybody. Growing up in Montreal as a teenager, I obviously had different views from my parents. I was very rebellious against certain views, the system, like I would say pretty much a lot of teenagers go through. But I always had respect for my parents, for anybody who was older than I was. Always, always had respect. But one particular afternoon, my dad pulled me aside and we sat out in front of the house and on the driveway. And I really can't remember what it was all about. But one thing I definitely remember, and I remember it very well, was that he told me, Bill, you need to remember in life, wherever you're at, wherever you reach, at some point, all good things come to an end. Let me repeat that for everybody. All good things come to an end. Well, as I got older, I definitely understood what my dad was trying to tell me. And you see, the message in this was, you reach, you work hard, you climb the mountain to success. You keep going, and with time, you don't give up. You reach to a point, and you reach the ultimate top. But what happens is, in the glory of the moment, whether it be 1 month, 5 years, 10 years, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. In that glory, you forget about how you got there. And more importantly, you forget about the people that helped you get there. And one day you wake up and the carpet is pulled from your feet. And it's all over. It's all over, folks. And you tumble down that steep mountain. You tumble way down, all the way down to the bottom. And now you're lost. Think about it and reflect about it. How many people do you think you know that have experienced this? Off my head, I can think of 5 people personally that I know. And of the 5, 2 were able to get back to the top, but the other 3 were not. Do you know why? Because they lost themselves climbing to the top. They forgot what it was to get there. And they gave up. Whereas the 2 that went back to the top never forgot their roots, never forgot how they got there, the people that helped them, what they did, what sacrifices, what actions they had to take. And they were able to redo it. They never, ever gave up. And that's another thing my dad and my dad and my mom and my grandfather would tell me constantly. Whatever you're doing, whatever challenges you have, never give up. Never, ever give up. Keep pushing ahead. It'll happen. That's very powerful if you stop and think about it. But let me ask you, how many of you out there actually believe in it? That's the difference between winning a championship and not winning a championship. Whether you're in it alone in life or part of a team, and if you're part of a team, it's even more harder because you've got different individuals with their personalities trying to get to that championship on top of the mountain. Not an easy task. But I'll tell you what, when you get to that championship and you hold the final victory in your hands and in your heart and in, think back of all the stuff you did with the team, or whether it was just you yourself outside of the team alone, it doesn't get any better than that. But here's the kicker. Don't forget your roots. Don't forget how you got there. Don't forget the people that helped you along the way. And a little piece of advice, when you get to the top, pay it forward. Help somebody else get there. Guidance, mentor. Doesn't have to be money. Just help somebody, guide them to get to the top. That's pretty much what life should be all about. Do what you enjoy. Be true to yourself. And before you know it, just like the Raptors, many years, I'm not talking about a couple years, many years, they got the championship. That pretty much summarizes my episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Leave some comments. Always looking forward to comments. And until the next episode, remember, be true to yourself. Never give up. And like I like to say, rock and roll. Once again, thank you. Legris, live, uncut. Uncensored.
You're listening to Legris Live, Uncut, Uncensored.